สวัสดีครับ welcome back to Thai League Central podcast it's finally almost the end of the first leg of the Toyota Thai League I'm Tha Lao today I'm back doing the podcast hosting duties of course my good friend Gian took over last week lots of good stuff from him there he won't be on this week as I'm joined by Paul Murphy and Op Tactic Times we're here to preview the games coming up on match day 14 very very close the race for ACL spots almost finalizing as we'll preview the three biggest games for you this weekend and it all begins on Friday yes we have a Friday night game for you but before that let's go to my guest Paul how excited are you for this weekend's upcoming games
yeah there's a few very interesting looking clashes at both ends of the table. And obviously the big one is on Sunday between Port and Ratchaburi. So I'm hoping to get to that game. And I think that's definitely the standout for me.
Yeah, lights won't go off for this one, I'm sure, with the new generators. Paul, you and I, as well as Gian, we were there to see the Port game against Mung Tong. They were working just fine. Off to you now. BG league leaders again. Although the gap is reducing up top, it seems it's closer than it was. You know, a few weeks ago, of course, all the teams playing either 14 or 13 games now. Which games will you be looking out for this week?
I'm really interested in the relegation battles between Fat FC and Nakhon Ratchasima. So. The home team, Thuat FC, in 15th and Nakhon Ratchasima in 14th with only 3 points separating them. And if Korat could win, then that would be like a massive point, a six-pointer in their fight for, you know, in their fight to stay up.
Yeah, it's races all over the league table. Now, this week, we'll begin with the preview of the load match on Friday evening. Of course, this is SCG Mung Tong United taking on PT Prachuap FC. This one is a 6:30 kickoff on Friday. It's a big one for Mung Tong because the last three games in the league, they've not won. While for Prachuap, for them, they've actually won two out of the last three games. So in terms of league forms, it's flip-flopped a little bit. And if you're a stats type of guy, Prachuap have won three out of the last four times they've played Mung Tong in the Thai League. So, Paul, I'll begin with you. It's a home game for Mung Tong. Everybody's going to favor them, especially off that win against BG. But how can Prachuap maybe upset the hosts?
Well, I think, as you mentioned, Prachuap have had a bit of a bogey team in the league for Mung Tong, winning three out of four games over the last two seasons. So, I mean, I remember watching them last year when they went to Mung Tong and won 1-0. They had a very good game plan that day, and they set up quite defensively, and they countered very well. And I think even though they had a defensive approach, they could have won more comfortably that day, as I remember. So I think they'll go for something similar because they know how... I mean, Mung Tong are already developing an identity under Mario Jurovsky and they know that Mung Tong will try and attack them. So they're going to... I think they'll try and sit in and I think, you know, Mung Tong can be careless in defence. They know that they'll get chances. William Henrique could be a real asset on those breakaways and I think he's obviously... if he stays there over the, I think he's got a big role to play potentially as a big game player. So I think they will try and keep it tight as they've done before. And I think they've got a good coach in charge there who can sort of organise the team well for these specific games. I think the form is a bit deceptive possibly because Mung Tong's two defeats have come to their toughest fixtures of any campaign at Chiang Rai and at Port. And in both games, I thought they played reasonably well. I thought they were certainly the better side against Chiang Rai. Against Port, it was fairly even. Port probably just had the edge, just about deserved the win. But I think it would be misleading to suggest that Mung Tong are off form because of the results haven't been great. They obviously got the big win in the cup last week, which will boost confidence. And you know, I expect Mung Tong to win. But yeah, Pratchab can make things difficult on their day, but they are quite inconsistent, as their league position suggests.
Yeah, that's a very thorough analysis from you. I think this game, you can almost guess the narrative. It's going to be Mung Tong attacking and attacking. Pratchab's going to try to sit deep. They're going to look for William Enrique and William Mata on the counter. And yeah, it's going to be that type of game. Can Mung Tong be efficient in front of goal? We've seen that first half in the FA Cup game. I was there to see it. Mung Tong had lots of chances to bury the lead against BG. It could have been two, it could have been three. Came back to haunt them, you know, second half they conceded and BG looked like they were going to win it. So maybe 120 minutes played on, you know, the weekend. So could possibly have an effect on Mung Tong's fitness level. Off real quick to you before we go to the score predictions for this one. How do you see this game panning out from a tactical point of view?
I think you're right when you say like Mung Tong's gonna attack, and I think fitness level and being caught out by Pratchab on the break, you know, that's where the game's gonna be decided. And I would like to point your attention to PT Pratchab's like main man up front, like Willian Mota. You know, in the last six league games, he has been involved in nine goals for the club. So that's seven goals where he scored by himself, and he set up another two assists. And so basically, he's one of the league's most prolific attacker at the moment.
Yeah,
someone who's going to be a different threat to what Mung Tong faced in the cup game against BG. Well, William Mota, he's quick. He takes players on, and he's really dangerous. An all-round complete striker who they should be careful with in and around the box. So, but nonetheless, I think Mung Tong's got this game.
All right, talking about Mung Tong getting this game, I'll go to you first, Paul. Score predictions for this one.
I think a narrow 2-1 Mung Tong. I think Pratchab will get a breakaway goal, but I can see Mung Tong having enough.
Off to you.
I'll go with a 2-1 as well. William Mota with a goal or an assist. And I hope maybe Mung Tong with an early goal.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mung Tong win. I'm going to go 1-0. I think it's going to be a solid 1-0 type of game where, you know, Mung Tong's attacking, they score one, then they hold on for the rest of the game. It's going to be a tight one, though. I mean, Pratchab and Mung Tong, it's always a very tight affair, except for that occasion way, way back in 2018 when Pratchab dominated Mung Tong 6-1. But yeah, we'll move on now to Saturday. It's the big one between True Bangkok United and Buriram United. True Bangkok United, they've struggled a lot against Buriram historically. You know, if you're going to look back to the last time that Bangkok were able to beat Buriram, you have to go all the way back to 2015. Yeah, that's a very long period. Sorry, 2014, as a matter of fact. That's a very long time without a win in their favor. So historically, everything favors Buriram. It seems like it's a matchup problem almost, but hey, under a new manager, anything can happen. Do you think Bangkok United have enough to beat Buriram at home?
In their current transitional state, I think Buriram is more solid under Alexander Gama, and I think it's going to be another close game where Buriram comes and steals a point at least at the True Stadium.
Yeah, this is Totowan facing off against Gama. You know, if I told you 2 months ago that Buriram would be going to Bangkok and the managers would be Gama for Buriram and Totowan for Bangkok, you'd probably be laughing and saying, you know, where's Banovic and Mano? But how things have changed. Paul, do you see a chance of Bangkok United picking up their first win over Buriram in a very, very long period of time?
I think it would be a huge result if they could do it. I mean, that previous victory was not long after Mano arrived at Bangkok United. It kind of kick-started almost, you know, their emergence as a big force in Thai football when they had the confidence to get results like that. But I think Buriram have been a huge mental block for Bangkok United over the years. But things do feel different at the moment because of Buriram's going through a very difficult time as well. And to have them fifth against eighth at this stage of the season is very strange, given yeah. they've been involved in battles for the title over the last few years. But I think form-wise, Buriram look a bit better at the moment. I know they had a disappointing result against Samut Prakan last time. Mm-hmm. But Bangkok United, since Mano left, there's not really been any upturn in form at all. And it doesn't really give you an indication that they're going to be good enough to win this game, to be honest. So I have to say, without obviously Toys to One will need more time to get things together, and obviously the signing of Heberty might give them a bit of a lift. I see Buriram taking this one.
All right, yeah. We'll go to the score predictions in just a bit. But you did mention Heberty there, and I want to get your quick thoughts, both of you, on this. So Heberty confirmed he will be Bangkok United's newest player. He's already trained with them. He's had a few sessions already under his belt. Now, if he does come on for Brenner's spot, let's say Brenner leaves, and there's been rumors circulating that Assam Sao might join the Tottawan ban again. It looks like he's bringing back that 2017 Muangthong crew. So if Assam Sao joins Tottawan, and let's say Vander leaves, so Assam Sao and Heberty, do you see that working for them going into leg two? I'll start with you, Op.
On paper, it looks good. It looks exciting. There's plenty of experience and quality like there on show. However, I think it's a bit more complicated than that, because Heberty is not an out and out striker. We all know that. I think Heberty prefers to play wider on the right than cutting inside and creating chances for himself. And Leandro Assam Sao, for the past year or two with Nakhon Ratchasima, he took up this second striker role. So then again, if you replace Heberty and Assam Sao, you replace them for Brenner and Vander, that means you're losing a true, like a PL number nine and a attacking midfielder for a wide forward and a second striker. That doesn't really solve Bangkok United's issue when it comes to goals, like converting chances. So I don't think it's going to work with both of them. Although with Heberty confirmed and already with the squad, I think that's already a plus. So I don't think they need Assam Sao, but let's see how things go.
Yeah, Paul, and just a quick thought from you. Let's say Assam Sao does come in for Vander Luiz. Two players that, on paper could be direct replacements, but do you think it's going to work out if, you sign a player who's been around in Thai League for a very long time to replace Vander, who's one of the most creative and one of the most complete players at Bangkok United?
Yeah, I definitely don't see it as an upgrade. It's something different. I mean, I'd see Heberty is more of a replacement for Vander because of the deep role he plays. But he guarantees goals, Heberty, and that's something that Bangkok United have struggled for this season. I just hope the movements don't interfere with the development of Natawut Suksum, because I think he's having a breakthrough year. And I really think they've got to build the team around Heberty to an extent. He likes a free role. He doesn't really like to be sort of confined to one position, And I think if they can manage that well, he obviously could be a huge asset. But they've got to get the right system in place that makes the most of him, especially. Leandro, I see, is maybe just a kind of squad player. Again, I don't Ness, I think he's going to be an upgrade on Brenner. So it's a bit of a strange move. I mean, Leandro's been a great footballer for many years in the Thai League. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason why he's been playing at Nakhon Ratchasima for the last couple of years. You know, yeah. So why would a big club want him at this stage? It's quite an unusual move, even though he's proved he can still do well definitely. At this level.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, quick thoughts. Score prediction from you, Paul.
I think 2-1 Buriram.
Okay. Up.
1-0 Buriram.
Okay. I'm gonna sit on the fence. I'm gonna go for a draw. I don't think Buriram have enough going forward. And at the same time, I don't think Bangkok United have it either. So it's gonna be sort of that, you know, you score one, I score one, and we sit back and hope not to lose this one, because both teams are not really in a good position right now, so they can't really avoid defeats. Yeah.
Oh, and I have a final good news for Bangkok United fans, because I'm really tempted to attend this game, but then something came up and I can't make it to True Stadium. And for those of you who don't know, I've been here like for the past 2 years. I have not seen Bangkok United win a home game when I attend the stadium. So maybe if I don't go and they actually beat Buriram, then I won't be setting foot in Thammasat Stadium.
I think one thing we haven't mentioned as well that might influence the way this game goes is that Buriram are rumored to be having another clear out of their foreign players. So their approach and their lineup might reflect that. So we might see, you know, there's strong rumors that Marko Šepović is leaving. Strong rumors that Kelić is leaving as well. Yeah. So will that affect the motivation of some of these players? Will it affect the lineup they play? So that, I think at this time of year, when you've got those changes coming, we start to see players sitting out of games because they're moving on.
Yeah,
and they don't want to risk injury or whatever other reasons.
Yeah, that's two fantastic points there. Yeah, but there you have it. You have to wait and see. I think you owe Mano an apology for, you know, attending all those games and not seeing them pick up wins. But anyways, that's a story for another day. We'll move on now to Sunday. Yes, Super Sunday. This was the one that Paul was mentioning earlier. Port FC taking on Ratchaburi Midpun. Wow, this is, you know, got AFC Champions League written all over it. Port in second place, played 13, same amount of games played as Ratchaburi, who's one spot below them in third. Port are 5 points ahead. Now, coming into this game, Port are on a phenomenal win streak. They've won 9 in all competitions, 7 in a row now in the league under coach Uttarawutripan. That is the longest run so far. While for Ratchaburi, it's not looking that good for them. I mean, they've picked up important wins here and there, but away from home, they've been good sometimes. They've been poor in other games. I'll begin with Paul on this one. Just a draw would really do for Port in terms of the group stage phase. Ratchaburi need to win this one and win the last one as well and hope for results to go their way. How do you see this one playing out?
I think it's going to be a tense game. I think there could be quite a volatile game. I've seen a few matches between these two teams before, and they have been quite bad tempered affairs sometimes.
Sorry to cut you, but there are lots of personalities in this game.
yeah. So I think we could see some quite interesting matchups there. I think the big question for me is, does Yannick Bolli play? Because obviously we all know that there's a very strong indication that he's going to be switching to Port during the transfer window. Nothing confirmed, of course. But if that move has been planned and it is going to go ahead, it may be an uncomfortable thing for both sides if he starts the game. Given how much this game could impact Port in the second half of the season. So, and I think if he doesn't play, it's a huge blow for Ratchaburi, because Stephen Longiel is suspended, I believe. So if they lose two, they're basically their strongest attackers for this one. It leaves them very kind of much weakened against a team that's been defending very well in recent matches. I think they've had four clean sheets in a row in the league. So that a lot of question marks there. Port winning, not always winning well, but winning. Not always playing that well, but getting the job done. And I think Rajaburi have done really well to get there to this stage, but Port would expect to be in this position. And I think that's maybe the biggest difference between the two sides. Port really have to get the job done. Rajaburi, to achieve a playoff place, they might be happy with that anyway. And I think that might be just reflected in this game, the way it plays out. So I do expect, I mean, Port, as you say, they just need a point. I think they might get all three in any case.
Yeah. Before going to op, just a stat I like to mention. So these two sides, of course, have been playing each other for quite a while now. The last time Rajaburi won was back in 2015 when they did the double over Port. Since then, Port's not lost to Rajaburi. And the last time they played, it was the FA Cup final last year. If you remember, Port won that game 1-0. So, yeah, it seems like everything's pointing towards Port. There's more pressure on Port to finish in the group stage phase. So I think there'll be more in it for them. Rajaburi's goal this all year long was to just make it to AFC Champions League. Now, the AFC rules, again, everyone knows the first two spots gets to go to the group stage automatically. But the third place spot, so right now Chiang Rai and Rajaburi are battling for that spot. The third place spot gets to only play one game, and it's a home game. And if they win that game, they're automatically into the group stage. While the fourth place team has to go, you know, one win at home, then go away to another team. So, yeah, third and fourth is still a battle. So Rajaburi, they still have something to play for in this game if they want that advantage heading into AFC next year. Op, how do you see the game going for this one?
I think we can expect a chaotic game. Lots of challenges flying in and hopefully lots of goals as well, considering this is Port FC is the highest scoring team in the league with 32 goals, and Rajaburi is the second highest scoring team with 26 goals. The attacking players are a joy to watch for like both teams. Adisak and Bonilla is scoring for fun. And Soares, like he with Hepati now out, I think you could see that Sergio Soares could like show his influence in the team better, and I think he's playing with great joy at the moment. Whereas Rajaburi, there's another great team, you know. I love watching Steven Langjiu play. Like, he's one of the best players in the leagues for sure. And yeah, but I think Port's going to win. They're just too good at the moment. Too good. 3-2.
you already gave the prediction away. Now, little bit before I ask for Paul's prediction, Rajaburi, they're maybe the mentality going into this one is sort of a they're not to lose, because Chiang Rai don't play this week. So Chiang Rai and Sukhothai's game is off because Chiang Rai, they're still undergoing quarantine from come back from Qatar. So maybe if Rajaburi pick up a point or pick up all the 3 points, they could put some pressure on Chiang Rai, who are, you know, they're only one game away. So maybe you could see that happening. And Rajaburi, they face BG at home for their last game. So maybe they'll look to get all 3 points here and take care of business before Chiang Rai has to play next time out. Paul, how do you see this scoreline for the game?
Yeah, I think it will be close for the first half. But I think, you know, Port has just got so many good attacking options at the moment, and I think they'll win 3-1 in the end.
Okay. Yeah, I am with you guys. I think Port's going to take care of business. I think it's going to be 2-0. The clean sheet streak is going to continue for them. Rajaburi, I don't really see them. I don't feel comfortable with their away form. Let's just say that. I don't think they're as good away from home as they should be. And that's probably the reason why they'll end up in fourth place this year when Chiang Rai come back and get their game against Sukhothai over with. Now, before we end today's talk, real quick, question that I have for both of you. So, of course, AFC Champions League quota is almost over, but looking towards next year, you know, we're almost at the halfway mark. Who's your prediction for winning the league this year? I just a quick fire round thought, because BG, I know they're up by 5 points, but it's still early days. And, you know, Port's hitting stride. Chiang Rai is going to come back from AFC with their heads held high. They played very well in the last three games. Ratchaburi could cause upsets. So, Paul, for you, is it still BG, the best team in the league, or do you think that there's a chance for another team to win the league?
I think I still think BG look the strongest place to win the title. Diogo's arriving, and well, that, you know, that arguably could upset a winning system in some ways. Port are not going to maintain this streak. They're having the streak. I mean, winning so many consecutive games, it can't go on forever. So I think they'll lose ground again. And Chiang Rai, I think they're just starting too far behind. I think they've fallen too far behind already. And as we've seen, Chiang Rai, they do drop points. They're not a winning machine. And I definitely expect them to finish further back, possibly, than they are at the moment. It'll be interesting to see teams like Buriram and Bangkok United. Are they going to push? Are they going to hit some form and push their way back into the top three? And that's another interesting thing to watch out for. But yeah, I'm still saying BG.
Yep. Still confident in your team to run away with the league? I mean, it's going to be quite a stat, you know, leading since what, match day five, match day six, and going all the way.
Not going to lie, the FA Cup loss to Mengtong United really had an effect on me. And I was quite upset and angry and annoyed for a couple of days after that. But like Paul said, Diogo, the best ever foreigner to ever play in the Thai League, is arriving. And I could see, you know, he'll improve the team.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, why not? BG is still the number one contender for the league. Hoo-ha, yeah!
All right, we'll end it on a high. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining this podcast. Till next time, peace.